upwards of 15 inches of rain to fall by Thursday. National Guard troops have already been deployed to the southwestern part of the state, and New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu is urging the city's residents to stay home today because of the threat of torrential rainfall and flooding from Harvey. This is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original, the authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Tropical Storm Harvey is driving up gas prices all across the country. Mark Mayfield has this report.
Catastrophic flooding from the storm in southeast Texas is shutting down some of the nation's biggest oil and gas refineries. The Houston area produces more than a quarter of the country's gasoline, and with refineries shut down, supplies are tightening and prices are going up. AAA reports prices are up 4 cents a gallon since the storm came on shore over the weekend. AAA experts say some parts of the U.S. could see increases of a dime a gallon or more by the upcoming Labor Day weekend.
In other news, former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio wants a federal judge to erase his criminal contempt conviction. President Trump pardoned the 85-year-old veteran Phoenix lawman late last week. Yesterday, Arpaio's lawyers asked a judge to vacate his conviction. Arpaio was found guilty of willfully ignoring a judge's order to stop racially profiling people. Arpaio served 24 years as sheriff of Maricopa County before losing his reelection race last November. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Houston-based pastor Joel Osteen is responding to criticism after his Lakewood church was accused of closing its doors to Hurricane Harvey evacuees. Mark Mayfield has more.
Criticism started on Sunday when the megachurch said on social media that it was inaccessible due to severe flooding. However, others posted photos online that appeared to show the area around the church was wet but passable. In a statement, Osteen said the church has never closed its doors and will continue to be a distribution center for those in need and act as a shelter once others fill up.
A historic theater in Memphis, Tennessee, is getting bad reviews after it stopped screening film classic Gone with the Wind, citing racially insensitive content. The 1939 Best Picture winner has been shown at the Orpheum Theater for more than three decades, but there have been calls on social media for a boycott. Theater president Brave Batterson told Vulture the movie has been questioned every year, but that social media backlash against the film this year contributed to the decision. Finally, a Maryland football tradition is also being suspended by the school. The school's band won't be performing the song Maryland, My Maryland prior to games for now. The school decided to put a stop to the playing of the song after some people questioned the pro-Confederate tone. The song also includes the lyrics Northern Scum, as well as lyrics said to condemn President Lincoln after he ordered troops be brought to Washington at the beginning of the Civil War. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It's 10:06. It's time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now at 62 degrees, rain in the forecast, 60% chance of precipitation, and will continue. Today is August 29th, 2017. High is in the upper 60s today. Northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 100%. Cloudy and rain mainly in the evening tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 90%. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Warmer with highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny on the 31st. Chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 40%. On the 1st of September, not as warm with highs in the upper 60s, but sunny. Mostly sunny on the 2nd, highs in the lower 70s. Partly sunny and a chance of showers on Sunday the 3rd, upper 70s. And on Monday, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Temperatures in the area, 62 in Raritan, 62 in Lambertville, 61 in Frenchtown, 61 in Highbridge, 63 in Lebanon, 65 over in Bedminster, 64 over in Branchburg. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after this message.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Tech Today on WHCRDB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, you can message me through Facebook on Tech Today. My email address is goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. To contact me outside of the show, go to my website, bluepantherbiz.com. Pleasure to be with you on this Wednesday, on this rainy Tuesday. And we continue with our investigation into technology. The biggest news that came out last week, I had advised you what was going to happen, was the Samsung product unveiling, and it was the Note 8 that in fact came out. And I have the specs right here. And I personally am letting you know that I made dipped right in. It's exactly what I'm looking for. I had was deciding between whether the product specs of the Note 8 would enthrall me to go in that direction, or I was going to go with the Google Pixel. XL, and I decided to go with the Note 8. It's a very powerful phone, and I've been a Note owner for, got to be about 7 years now. I had the Note 2, the Note 4 Edge, and now I just bought the Note 8. So I will be receiving that probably in 2 weeks. I think the mail-out date, shipping date is September 15th. Wanted to tell you a little bit about the specs of this phone. It comes in four colors, of which not all colors are available depending on where you live and the carrier you're using. It comes in black, blue, deep sea blue, orchid gray, and maple gold. Now, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't understand why a color of a phone is of any importance, because if you're spending this much on a phone, chances are you're spending some money on a case. And unless you're getting a clear case, you're not going to see the color of the phone anyway. So I believe the only two that are available to most of us are black and the orchid gray. So get used to that. Dimensions and weight, it's 6.3-inch diagonal screen, significantly larger than anything else out there right now. The dimensions of the Note 8 are 162.5 by 74.8 by 8.6 millimeters. It weighs 195 grams. It does have an S Pen included. That is 2.8 grams. Display is a 6.3-inch diagonal quad HD Plus Super AMOLED 2960 by 1440, 421 pixels per inch, which is a ridiculous level of saturation because your eye can only see about 300 and change. So it's a little overkill on the screen, but nonetheless, I guess if we develop better retina, we'll get a better picture. The Infinity Display is near bevel-less, so all four areas of the phone actually meld into the bevel, edge-to-edge screen. Default resolution of Full HD Plus can be changed to Quad HD Plus WQHD Plus in settings. Screen measured diagonally as a full rectangle without accounting for the rounded corners, which makes it actually longer. The S Pen does have pressure levels. It has a pen tip diameter of 0.07 millimeters. You can use Live Message, Samsung Notes, Screen Off Memo, Smart Select, Screen Write, Translate, Bixby Vision, Glance, and Magnify. The cameras. Really interesting situation here with the cameras. The front is an 8-megapixel autofocus with an f7 1.7 aperture. And the pixel size is 1.22. The sensor size is 1/3.6. Sensor rate is 4:3 ratio. Selective focus and wide selfie. My Nikon that I have, an N60, a D60, is only a 5-megapixel. So the front camera of this new phone is significantly better than a digital camera that I bought a few years ago. The rear is a dual camera. This is really interesting. It's a digital zoom up to 10 times. It's got a dual OIS optical image stabilization, so when you're moving, it can stop you from shaking. It's got live focus. It's got optical zoom f2 times, and it has dual capture. Now, what's interesting about this is it's going to capture the shot in both color and black and white. And it merges the two together to give you a better contrast, according to their explanation and some of the root views that I've heard about. It has HDR, high dynamic range. It has filters, grid lines, quick launch, virtual shot, live stickers, location tags, voice control, motion photo, stamps, and a timer. It has a telephoto camera, 12 megapixel, and a wide angle camera. So you have a lot of options available to you. It has video recording up to 4K video, 1080p HD video recording at 30 frames per second or 60 frames per second, 720p HD video at 30 frames per second, video digital image stabilization, so if you're shaking, it will reduce that, optical zoom of 2x, digital zoom of 10x, high CRI LED flash, slow motion video support at 240 frames per second, hyperlapse video with stabilization, continuous autofocus video, face detection, tracking autofocus, take 9 megapixel still photos while recording 4K video, playback zoom, and video location tags. Amazing stuff. It's got a memory of 6 gigs of RAM and storage of 64, 128, or 256. It has the ability to have a micro SD card, and in certain cases, if you buy it, they'll give you a micro SD card of 128 gig. It has LTE Cat 16 network connectivity, Wi-Fi 802.11 ABGNAC, 5 gigahertz, so you can pretty much get Wi-Fi anywhere. It's got Bluetooth version 5, and it's got expandable memory with an HD card, a micro SD slot. It also has the ability to have double SIMs. So you can have two phone numbers on this, or an international phone number SIM card and a national U.S. phone card. Audio playback is UHQ 32-bit DSD support. Audio playback formats, all the ones that you need. Bluetooth. It has the ability to record. It has bundled earphones. And it has the ability to do a TV connection with SmartView, Miracast, and the like. It is water resistant, not waterproof, but you can actually have it in water. Battery capacity is 3,300 millionth. Battery life, video playback up to 16 hours. And it has a fast charging ability. It also has a wireless charging compatibility. And one of my favorite parts of this is that it has a docking station now that you can get that connected to a wireless, a keyboard, a mouse, and a monitor. So essentially now, it's finally gotten to the point where your phone can be actually a laptop computer. Pretty cool stuff. So I purchased that. I don't know if it's still available. It's about $960 through Verizon and AT&T and Sprint. Best Buy was offering it at at $150 off. So I took it, and I'm paying it without any API, so 0% APR. So I got $150 off. So I'm basically going to be paying about $32 a month for the next 24 months. And looking forward to it. I will let you know when I receive it, what I like about it. It's going to be about 2 weeks. But clearly heads over everything else that's out there right now. There'll be other ones that catch up. But I'm a Note fan. I'm a Samsung fan. And, it doesn't come out with Android Oreo. It is only going to come out with Marshmallow initially, but it will be able to be upgraded pretty quickly. So don't be disappointed by that. And they say that they've taken care of the battery problems from the Note 7. It's gone through its first testing, and so it should not be an issue. It is 10:20. That was my quick understanding and explanation of the Note 8 specs. We're going to be right back with more of Tech Today right after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Tech Today, and we are on WHCRDB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. So we just talked about Samsung and their new Note 8, and Apple is planning its own product unveiling. I'm looking for the article that told me that. And I got it somewhere around here. Let's see. It was happening. Product launch on September 12th. Wall Street Journal reports that an Apple product event expected to include iPhone unveiling. So won't be long before iPhone has whatever it wants to do to counter Samsung. Now, I can't imagine they can do anything of anything real significant. They can do things on a software basis, changing any hardware at this particular juncture is hilarious. So that wouldn't be happening. But it's interesting to see this because it juxtaposes the Samsung versus Apple debate, technological debate. So it's scheduled for September 12th, according to people briefed on its plans, reinforcing expectations that the technological giant will release new iPhones and a smartwatch well ahead of the holiday shopping season. So be prepared for that. And it won't be long when we have that to compare the two, find out where iPhone and Samsung are. It's been a long entrenched debate for whatever reason. People are in one camp or the other. There's very few people that sit in the middle. They just appeal to different types of folks, and it's been that way for quite some time. Apple, in the meantime, is putting 4K movies on iTunes, and it's doing it for $20. If they're more than $20 a pop, you know who to blame. So Apple fights Hollywood to price 4K movies at iTunes. Apple is struggling to come to an agreement over what to price ultra-high-definition films from its upcoming new Apple TV, reports the Wall Street Journal. Apple wants to charge $19.99 for major titles in 4K, which is in line with what it charges for newer HD movies. But some Hollywood studios want to add an extra $5 or $10 surge charge. The company is set to reveal a new Apple TV device at its September 12th event, with the new set-top to finally support 4K or HDR. I wanted to tell Apple how to price their iPads, one studio executive. I wouldn't tell Apple how to price their iPads, one studio executive involved in negotiations reportedly said. Apple usually supports lower prices because it believes that would entice more customers and help generate more profits over the long term. Though studios often prefer to charge a premium for higher quality content to protect their profits. Apple TV, which is priced at $149 for a 32-gig version, is losing market share to other companies like Amazon and Roku, which offers 4K and HDR media streaming players at a fraction of Apple TV's cost. Amazon's Fire TV, for instance, is $89.99. Pricing for current movies in Ultra HD vary, but most are around the $30 mark, for instance. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is priced at $29.99, and Wonder Woman is at $34.99. Rumors have swirled about an Apple TV with a 4K and HDR support being released this fall. And Apple would be keen to have a wide array of blockbuster movies in Ultra HD ready in the iTunes store. Paying $30, however, for one copy of a movie maybe seems still a bit steep to pay for some, considering a Netflix subscription costs $11.99 a month and offers Ultra HD content. Now, you have to be aware, folks. You can jump all over this if you like, but you need a device to play ultra-high definition. And I need to temper your enthusiasm. Number one, if you get a Roku box that plays, or any box that plays ultra-high definition, that's awesome. But there's two problems with that. Number one, ultra-high definition movies are very large. Many of us do not have internet subscriptions that can handle that size of data. So buffering is going to be significant. And there could be fits and starts. So I don't know if the technology is in place to really get you to watch a streamed movie ultra-high definition. You can certainly download it, but then you need a place to store this extremely large file, which is another issue. Number two, you might download it, but you need a place to watch it. If you're downloading on a box, like Apple TV, then you need an ultra-high definition TV to watch it. Many of us have not taken the step to buy a 4K TV. You might have a 1080, which is a high definition TV. They're out there, and people have bought them. but you might have bought them prematurely because there really wasn't anything to watch. Some people might not have bought it because there wasn't anything to watch. So you have to pair your TV with the box and the internet to get it down there. Number three. If you're not watching it on a fairly significantly large TV, you're wasting your time. Ultra-high definition works really well because it's putting on a very large space. So a 60-inch TV or a 55-inch TV or a 40-inch TV, fine, you're going to see the quality of ultra-high definition. If you're starting to show it on a Note 8, you're not really going to see a lot of great quality difference. Because packing all that those pixels in a very small place is not going to be noticeable to your eye. It's going to be too squashed. It's going to be small? No, it's not going to be small. You're just not going to notice the detail. So these all things have to, they're all coming in time, and this is a great step. But if you're rushing out to do all this, you better make sure that you have all your pieces in place. You need a good internet connection, high speed. You need space to store this film. You need a box to play the film on the correct type of video player. And you need a TV that actually broadcasts in ultra-high definition, UHD. If you don't have any of those, one of the chain is broken, you're not going to get any benefit from this except spending more money for the same result. So be advised. So we'll find out more about that again on the September 12th Apple event. In the meantime, you should start looking for all those components and make sure that they're all functioning properly before you actually get involved. We're going to do the news. We'll be back with more of Tech Today right after these messages.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
The water keeps rising and the rains keep coming down on the Houston area. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Harvey will continue dumping rain on the Texas Gulf Coast region today, which is soaking under catastrophic flooding. The storm veered back out over the Gulf and is expected to make landfall again on Wednesday after picking up more moisture. At least 9 deaths have been reported, with fears that number could rise. Meanwhile, the mayor of Dallas says his city is ready to take in people who've had to evacuate areas of southeast Texas flooded out by Tropical Storm Harvey.
We're going to have, over 6,000 beds available for people.
Mayor Mike Rawlings this morning highlighted something else the city is doing to accommodate flood victims. He says the Dallas Independent School District is working to enroll any students from Houston and surrounding areas that are being displaced to local shelters. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it is Angie with Daybreak USA, a very important discussion. Dr. Len Friedland is joining us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first, let's talk about what it is, doctor.
Well, thank you, Angie. So my name is Dr. Len Friedland. I'm a pediatrician and a vaccine researcher at GSK Vaccines. So what we're talking about today is a type of bacterial infection that can cause meningitis, which is swelling of the brain and spinal cord. It can also cause very severe blood poisoning, and it's caused by a bacteria. And the good thing is we now have vaccines, 2 different types of vaccines that can help provide protection against this particular bacteria in our adolescents and young adults. And why this is important, Angie, is this disease can come on extremely rapidly. It's uncommon, but it can be extremely dangerous. 1 in 10 will die from this infection. And 1 in 5 who are lucky enough to survive, like Nick, will have lifelong complications.
Any website you want to send us to in general for more info?
meningitis.com, M-E-N-I-N-G-I-T-I-S.com.
Thanks so much for joining us on Daybreak USA.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio wants a federal judge to erase his criminal contempt conviction. Mark Mayfield has the story.
President Trump pardoned the 85-year-old veteran Phoenix lawman late last week. Yesterday, Arpaio's lawyers asked the judge to vacate his conviction from last month. Arpaio was found guilty of willfully ignoring a judge's order to stop racially profiling people in a months-long campaign to arrest illegal immigrants. Arpaio's attorneys say they'll appeal if the judge doesn't vacate all decisions in the case. Arpaio served 24 years as sheriff of Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, before losing his re-election race last November.
A Pennsylvania man has become the lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit against health insurance giant Aetna. The suit filed yesterday says Aetna violated the privacy of its customers by sending some of them letters with the words filling prescriptions for HIV visible. The suit claims the error affected as many as 12,000 customers in nearly two dozen states. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Tropical Storm Harvey is driving up gas prices all across the U.S. Mark Mayfield reports.
Catastrophic flooding from the storm in southeast Texas is shutting down some of the nation's biggest oil and gas refineries. The Houston area produces more than a quarter of the country's gasoline, and with refineries shut down, supplies are tightening and prices are going up. AAA reports prices are up 4 cents a gallon since the storm came on shore over the weekend. AAA experts say some parts of the U.S. could see increases of a dime a gallon or more by the upcoming Labor Day weekend.
Pastor Joel Osteen's Houston megachurch is responding to criticism after people accused Lakewood Church of closing its doors to Hurricane Harvey evacuees. Osteen said in a statement that the church has never closed its doors and will continue to be a distribution center for people in need and to act as a shelter once others fill up. In other news, Ford and Domino's Pizza are teaming up today to begin testing self-driving delivery cars. Customers in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area will get a text message that their pizza has arrived and will have to put in a code on a touchscreen on the car to get their order out of a warming oven inside the vehicle. Some people who bought pay-per-view packages to watch last weekend's Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight are getting their money back. This after the highly anticipated Saturday night fight was delayed because of problems with the video feed. That is the latest news. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.HuntertonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. The voice of business, and technology is part of that business. A couple weeks ago, I talked about these new devices that are in our homes, smart speakers, the Amazon Echo. Devices are now support multi-room audio. Ashley Carmen of Circuit Breaker on TheVerge.com reports that Amazon Echo devices can now handle music playback across multiple rooms. The company announced today Echo users can now synchronize music across devices in their home. Later, this feature will extend to controls for multi-room music on other connected speakers. For now, the Echo devices, including the Dot Echo Show and regular Echo, can only handle music requests from Amazon Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. But Support for Spotify and Sirius XM is coming soon. Amazon also says it's launching new developer tools for speaker makers who want to make their devices compatible with multi-room playback. Alexa Voice Service, known as AVS, Multi-Room Music SDK, allows device makers to integrate with Amazon Alexa Multi-Room Music. This tool will be available later this year. But more interestingly are the new connected speaker APIs, which allow users to control music playback on speakers other than Echo devices through Alexa. Amazon says it's working with Sonos, Bose, Sound United, and Samsung to pioneer this technology. These APIs are available in developer preview today. Given that Sonos just sent out invitations to an October audio event and that an FCC application for a speaker with a microphone was just filled, it would seem that support from Amazon was the missing piece to bring Sonos connected speakers into existence. So there you have it. That particular technology is expanding. I had the pleasure of meeting a number of developers at one of the meetups, and this is a big platform that's being worked on right now. A lot of folks are working on Internet of Things APIs to write the software that connects other devices with other devices, and so we're just scratching the surface right now. My fear, however, is security. You're working with a device that has a listening ability, and all these people that I met so far appear to be very positive and polite folks. But somebody out there is rogue. You don't know who it is. You never know who it will be. And the possibility is that some type of malware can get on these devices and can be used to listen in for some purpose. And, you know, I hate to be dire about these things, but this is unfortunately the software cycle. A new product goes out. All the great software is being written to accomplish it. Everything's going great. Everybody puts their faith and their loyalty into it. Somebody comes up with an evil way of using it. Malware gets out there, and then it's used for other purposes. If you don't believe me, well, how is all this ransomware happening? Well, now you could potentially have ransomware if somebody is listening into your household. So you need to be aware of where this is in this product cycle and decide how you're going to deal with it. Okay? Just a warning. I love the products. I think they're awesome. I think people are having a lot of fun with them. But you got to be practical about what is potential out there. Speaking of development, how students built the world's fastest Hyperloop. This is written on Wired.com. And the author is Jack Stewart in Transportation, and it was published on August 29th. And Jack says that as the final bolt locked the circular metal door into place at the end of the nearly mile-long steel tube, the two dozen members of the WAR Hyperloop team from the Technical University of Munich jostled to find shade under a canopy. The students spent the next 20 minutes waiting anxiously as pumps sucked nearly all the air from the tube. They were the third and final team to get a run in the last stage of Elon Musk's Hyperloop competition. The only criterion for winning is speed. When many people hear the word Hyperloop, they think it's some sort of fixed product that Musk proposed 5 years ago. Rather, it's more of a genre of transportation than a single invention. The basic concept calls for a passenger or cargo-packed pod inside a nearly airless tube. Zooming at high speeds, thanks to minimal friction and air resistance, the details, whether they are how to make the pod levitate, how to propel it and shape it, would be, and so on, are anyone's guess. Musk laid out some particulars in 2013, but the people trying to bring the concept to life treat the white paper that he wrote, the layout, these ideas, as a starting point, not gospel. That drive to create and innovate is what brought 700 members of the 25 teams from around the world to the SpaceX headquarters Sunday for the second annual SpaceX Hyperloop Pod competition. To add to the tension, Musk stood among the students next to the tube that his own aerospace company, SpaceX, built along the edge of its rocket factory in Hawthorne, near Los Angeles. He peered over the students' shoulders at a laptop screen, so they ran through last-minute checks, seeming to enjoy getting involved. Finally, with a loud countdown from 3 to 2 to 1, all eyes turned to the big screen that relayed a camera view from inside the glossy white tube. Hyperloop racing is not much of a spectator sport. The speed display ticked up and up and up, lights flickering past as the pod sped down the tube before hitting the brakes to avoid hitting the far end of the sealed tube. "That was an amazing job," Musk shouted over the cheers that erupted from the bleachers, packed with other students who didn't get a chance to race but still proudly exhibited their pod designs. 200 miles an hour for a student-built pod is incredible. That 20-second run clinched the top prize for WAR, beating out Paradigm Hyperloop's 63 miles per hour and Swiss Loop's 25 miles per hour. Also impressive achievements from teams who built a novel form of transport from scratch. True to form, Musk immediately asked for more. "I think it's only going to go up from there with each successive competition," he said. Setting a goal of 370 miles per hour, he upped the ante in a late tweet. The question, of course, is how to reach the near supersonic speed that would make Hyperloop a compelling alternative to established modes of transportation. To deliver on Musk's promise of a trip from San Francisco to Los Angeles in half an hour, every team at the Space Hyperloop Pod competition is potentially a key part of that effort, and the various private companies working on Hyperloop each believe in their own solution. They're all channeling classic Elon Musk: ignore the way it's always been done and figure out something better. So there you have it, folks. Hyperloop is not a theory. It's actually being worked as a in a concert right now, and it's been being worked on for 4 years. 200 miles per hour. We don't have trains that do that right now, so we're already exceeded what we experience today. The question is, and I'm sure there's a great answer, when will it get better? Not too long. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today on WHCRDB.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sample the tech. The system leverages a forward-facing camera and radar to keep the car in the center of the lane and intelligent cruise control to keep you at a safe distance from traffic ahead. The freeway-only hands-on system is designed to ease commuting pain, especially in stop-and-go traffic, even on curvy interstates. Diesel's been getting a bad reputation lately, but Mercedes and Audi want to reverse that.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. Well, as you are probably well aware, we are dealing with Harvey as a tropical storm, a hurricane, or whatever else it is. CNN Media reports that how social media is helping Houston deal with the Harvey floods. Brian Stelter on August 28th reported that we're finding out what a major flood emergency looks like in the era of social media. Hundreds of stranded Texas residents sought help on Sunday by posting on Facebook and Twitter. They tweeted their addresses to emergency officials. They organized rescue missions through Facebook groups. And they posted harrowing pictures to emphasize just how high the floodwaters were. Requests for rescues were common. Anyone in North Houston have a boat and can rescue a 3- and 6-year-old, a mom, a grandma, and a grandpa, and 2 dogs? Some particularly web-savvy officials responded to the request nearly in real time. We have seen this kind of web-enabled emergency response in other countries before, but never in the United States on this scale. In fact, the last time a major hurricane made landfall in 2005, Twitter didn't even exist. The U.S. government defined a major hurricane as a Category 3, or higher storm. Hurricane Harvey crashed onto the Texas coast as a Category 4 storm on Friday night, and has been dumping rain over a wide swath of South Texas ever since. Last Saturday night and into Sunday morning, extremely heavy bands of rain swamped the Houston metro area, sending untold thousands of people scrambling for dry land. A lot of residents relied on local TV and radio for information, but reached for their smartphones to seek help. In many parts of the city and surrounding communities, cell phone towers were functional despite the flooding rains. So citizens were able to read updates from local officials and post their own updates. That's why urgent requests for rescues piled up on Houston area Facebook pages. Some local journalists who spotted the posts vigilantly forwarded the messages to authorities. My family is still waiting for a water rescue in the attic. They can't get to the roof, Twitter user Alexandria Aaron wrote. She tweeted out the family's address. The message was reposted by thousands of people. Art Acevedo, Houston's chief of police, fielded those messages throughout the day. He kept tweeting updates and live video streams from around the area. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez similarly used Twitter as a megaphone. At 4 a.m. Sunday, he started alerted followers to the whereabouts of a pregnant woman going into labor. He copied Houston's fire department on the message. A photo of soaking wet elderly patients at La Belle Vita Nursing Home in Dickinson, just southeast of Houston, went viral after a Florida woman, Kim McIntosh, posted it on Sunday. McIntosh told CNN that she posted it out of desperation. Her mother owns the nursing home and was having a hard time getting help. McIntosh said she shared the photo to try to get as much attention from people who could get there in a boat. The nursing home was evacuated on Sunday afternoon. As the flooding worsened, some officials emphasized that posting on social media should not be construed as a replacement for calling 911. Do not report your information on social media sites, the U.S. Coast Guard said Sunday, urging people in distress to call instead. But Facebook and Twitter were clearly used as a supplement, if not a replacement, for traditional emergency services. We've got a lot of calls coming in on Facebook right now, a rescuer told CNN correspondent Brian Todd in Houston. As much as social media can help in a crisis, Harvey has also provided a vivid demonstration of how it can hurt. False information about rescue operations was spread via social media on Sunday, along with year-old photos that purported to be from the current flood. Local officials tried to quash the rumors and false stories through the same social networks. This was a problem even before the first raindrops fell on Friday. The Houston mayor, Sylvester Turner, said that false forecasts and irresponsible rumors on social media were interfering with the city's efforts to inform the public. He told residents to continue to monitor mainstream news sources for up-to-date on the weather. Well, do not fear technology. Use it. Understand it. Embrace it. That's the mission of tech today. And hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Have a great Labor Day weekend. And we'll talk to you again in just a little bit. Stay tuned for a rewind of Good Morning Hunterdon, followed by La Salud Mental Importa, noon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We may fund it through the United States, but ultimately Mexico will pay for the war.
At the White House news conference he held yesterday, Trump said Mexico will pay for the wall even if it was to happen after the fact. He did not elaborate, though, but argued that a wall will curb the flow of illicit drugs into the U.S. as well as illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation.
As a matter of fact, but I think this is the only day we're going to deal with this. We'll see. Weather Underground is going to tell me right now. It is 61 degrees in Flemington right now, mostly cloudy, 60% chance of precipitation and rain, possible around 1:15, but that keeps pushing further and further later in the day. It's cloudy with a 50% chance of rain today, highs in the upper 60s. Not over the air, where the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by